The Blurred Man by Anthony Horowitz. Read by Nicholas Grace. Chapter 1. The Pen Pal. I knew the American was going to mean trouble the moment he walked through the door. He only made it on the third attempt. It was 11 o'clock in the morning, but clearly he'd been drinking since breakfast, and breakfast had probably come out of a bottle too. The smell of whiskey was so strong it made my eyes water. Drunk at 11 o'clock! I didn't like to think what it was doing to him, but if I'd been his liver, I'd have been applying for a transplant. He managed to find a seat and slumped into it. The funny thing was, he was quite smartly dressed, a suit and a tie that looked expensive. I got the feeling straight away that this was someone with money. He was wearing gold-rimmed glasses, and as far as I could tell, we were talking real gold. He was about 40 years old, with hair that was just turning grey and eyes that were just turning yellow. That must have been the whiskey. He took out a cigarette and lit it. Blue smoke filled the room. This man would not have been a good advertisement for the National Health Service.
"My name is Carter," he said at last.
He spoke with an American accent.
"Joe Carter. I just got in from Chicago, and I've got a problem."
"I can see that," I muttered. He glanced at me with one eye. The other eye looked somewhere over my shoulder.
"Who are you?"
he demanded. "I'm Nick Diamond."
"I don't need a smart-ass kid. I'm looking for a private detective."
"That's him, over there," I said, indicating the desk and my big brother, Tim.
"You want a coffee, Mr. Carver?"
Tim asked.
"It's not Carver. It's Carter, with a T,"
the American growled.
"I'm out of tea. How about a hot chocolate?"